I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. A public memorial service will be held this morning for former Georgia Governor Zell Miller, who also served as a U.S. Senator. The service is scheduled for 10 a.m. in Young Harris, where Miller died last week at the age of 86. A celebration of life service is scheduled tomorrow at Peachtree Road United Methodist Church in Atlanta. Miller will then lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda for the remainder of the day. He will be honored Wednesday with an executive state funeral service presided by Governor Nathan Deal. Miller served two terms as Georgia governor from 1991 until 1999 and was appointed to the Senate in 2000. About 30,000 people turned out for the March for Our Lives in Atlanta Saturday, advocating for changes to gun laws. GPB's Emily Cureton reports.
As volunteers work the crowds to register voters, South Cobb High School student Niles Francis holds his sign high above his head. He's still 2 years away from voting for the first time, but
a movement like this proves that your voice does matter.
This year, Francis lobbied for a bill mandating school safety drills. It passed the Georgia House and awaits a vote in the Senate.
I guess it runs in the family.
Marching alongside him is his grandfather, Jerry Pinnock.
I like the idea now that these kids have taken the baton. Instead of repassing it, they took it.
Pinnock was a student activist in the civil rights movement 50 years ago.
Do you feel like history is repeating?
Yeah, I think it is, but I think it'll be better this time around.
For GPB News, I'm Emily Cureton in Atlanta.
Students also turned out for the March for Our Lives events in Augusta. GPB's Drew Dawson was there.
In the Augusta area, between 200 and 300 marchers walked from the Columbia County Board of Education office to Evans High School, roughly a mile away. Emily Ball, an 11th grader at Evans, helped organize the event.
I think all of us have been kind of scared to speak out about our opinions, but when we saw the kids from Parkland standing up and speaking what we were thinking, we knew it was time for us to do so too.
Alyssa Johnson is also in the 11th grade.
Well, what happens next is change. Now that we got the people's attention, we need the legislators to do the same.
In Evans, Georgia, I'm Drew Dawson, GPB News.
The FBI is continuing to investigate a cyber attack on Atlanta's city computer system. CBS 46 reports that Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport has suspended Wi-Fi services to customers just to be safe. The fire and police departments were not affected at all by the ransomware attack, but the city jail is having to process inmates manually. The hackers have sent a note demanding 6 bitcoins for all of the computers, which is worth roughly $50,000. City officials have not said if they'll pay the ransom at this time. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.